In recent weeks, fears of inflation have been roiling the stock market, and today those worries got a little bit worse. The government released its Consumer Price Index, and it showed inflation is running hotter than most economists had thought. Joining us is NPR's Marilyn Giewax. Marilyn, what caused consumer prices to head up in January, and what is costing us more?
Everything. That's the thing that was sort of surprising in this report. It showed that for the month of January, the consumer price index was up about 0.5%. And that's, you know, more than economists were thinking because everything was up. Rent, gasoline, clothes, food. They weren't huge spikes, but it was so across the board that it frightens people who are worried about general inflation. We've gotten used to seeing inflation run well below 2%, and this report shows that the annual rate is now 2.1%, and it feeds these fears of inflation.
So this is a report on prices. What do we know about wages and whether or not they're keeping pace?
Well, we got a report earlier this month. That one was from the Labor Department saying that the wages were up nearly 3% in January compared with last year. So, yes, paychecks are getting bigger. And some economists say that, you know, we've got those federal tax cuts coming and there will be government spending increases before the year's over. So employers will be competing for workers and that competition could push those wages even a little higher.
But is that good news? I mean, one would think it would be for the American worker who's overdue for some raises.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you haven't had a raise in a while, you could be thinking, this is the problem I wanted. Give me a raise. But, you know, when employers have to raise wages, they also might have to increase their prices. You've been seeing that, especially at restaurants, you know, in places where they've raised the minimum wage. So there's this worry that competition for workers are going to push up wages. That'll lead to higher prices. That'll lead to higher interest rates. And bingo, there you are. You're back to an inflationary spiral. And if you are old enough to remember anything about the 70s, you know that inflation can really wreck your economy.
So tell us more about that. Is a painful period of inflation inevitable this year?
Well, it does hurt, especially if you're on a fixed income. So you don't want to see those higher prices. But the historical average for inflation is a little over 3%. So even the current rate is still really low. And there's a big difference from what happened in the 1970s. Then we were seeing oil prices zooming up. Everything was getting more expensive. But today, oil supplies are really pretty abundant. And actually, the prices started falling again lately. On GasBuddy, you know, that website that tracks prices, they said the national average for gasoline actually fell by 3.5 cents this week. It's down to $2.50 a gallon. That's really not that bad. And a lot of commodity prices are down. You know, you ask any dairy farmer up there, they've seen these big price drops this year. In fact, milk is supposed to drop for the third year in a row. So a lot of commodities are down.
Could you give us just the bigger picture in closing here? I mean, where the economy stands right now with the backdrop of what's happening on Wall Street and with these new figures?
What we know right now is that the economy is, in general, doing pretty well. A lot of people are hiring. Wages are heading up. The fear that is out there is that we'll see wages and prices going up too fast, and that will drive up interest rates too fast. So they're just trying to come up with this Goldilocks economy where it's not too hot, not too cold, and right now the fear is maybe it's a little too hot.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Giewax. Marilyn, thank you, as always.
You're welcome.